wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Jig Yong and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Jig Yong, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the water. Thank you. God bless you.
That they will receive fresh, clean water.
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਫ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਣ ਔਰ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਹੋਣ
and that they will also receive the water of your holy spirit and your son jesus christ
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਲੈਣ
let this community be blessed by this well
ਇਸ ਬੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਦੇ ਆਸ਼ੀਸ਼ ਪਾਣ
Tonight, I want to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is wonderful to be with you tonight.
ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਨਾਲ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾਸ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਬੜੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਿਸ਼ਕਾਰ ਹੈ.
We are here because God has divinely ordained for you to hear this good news. And as you will see from my testimony, God brought me to this place so that I could share with you of his incredible love and miraculous healing power. So I want to begin by showing you this picture. Pastor, can they see my screen?
Yes, sir, we can see you.
Hallelujah. So this is a picture of me in intensive care in July of 2017. I have a feeding tube in my nose, and I have another tube in my mouth, and they are breathing for me as I was on life support. And the reason that I was on life support is that my daughter and I were driving in this car at 88 kilometers per hour. When this truck pulled across the road in front of us. The driver of the truck was confused about where he was. And he pulled his truck across the highway in front of us, and we hit him at 88 kilometers per hour. We impacted him at such great speed that we knocked the cab of the truck off the frame by a foot and a half. My daughter, reacting quickly, turned the wheel slightly to the right so she did not hit the driver's door. So the majority of the damage was on her side of the vehicle. I was sitting in the passenger seat. The Word of God says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield." My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Now, this hole in the windshield is actually coming into the car, not going out of the car. The reason for that is the tools in the back of his truck came through the windshield along with a tool chest.
ਔਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਔਜ਼ਾਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਛੋਟੇ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਫੜੇ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਫਰੰਟ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਜੇ ਹੈ।
I saw my daughter as she was trying to get away from all of this damage coming towards her. And in that instant, I heard the Holy Spirit say her name, Jackie, and seatbelt. I had my hand near the seatbelt release, and I managed to be able to get the seatbelt released. I don't even remember exactly how, and I dove across the car to the passengers or to the driver's seat. I became my daughter's airbag. As I made the dive, I was impacted by the tools coming through the windshield that I was trying to knock down with my hands. And I hit my head and my face so hard on the steering wheel that I actually flattened a part of it. As you can see by the picture, there's blood on the steering wheel and all across the dash. There's also a puddle of blood on the seat itself. The second view and the red circle is the view that we saw, my daughter saw sitting in the driver's seat as the tools came through the windshield headed her direction. I want to prepare you because this next picture explains why there was so much blood. The picture on the left is a picture of my face when I was brought into the intensive care unit. And my injuries were so bad that they said that I had about a 2% chance to survive. My wife is a woman of great faith, and when she received the call, she immediately began to pray. And this is the scripture that the Lord gave her. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. So over the course of the next 5 days, I had 17 surgeries and I died 3 times. My daughter also said that there was no signs of life at the scene, but I convulsed and came back to life. So all in all, I died 4 times. And I remember in the car, just after the accident, I was in the back looking through the car, and I saw myself turned looking at my daughter. It's interesting because my daughter said that after I convulsed, I sat up and I turned and I looked at her, but she said it was as if there was no one in my body. The next time that I remember being back in my body, I was lying on one of the boards that they use in order to load you onto a helicopter. And so they flew me from the accident scene to the hospital where I had the surgeries, and I spent 6 weeks in intensive care. In addition to the damage to my face, I also broke the base of my skull on both sides, and I broke my neck at C3. In addition to breaking my neck, I also broke my back between T1 and T5 in 3 places. There's the scar on my back where they did the surgery. Remember, I said that I had knocked down the tools with my hands. I broke both hands and both wrists. I also broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur on my left leg. That required them to put in screws and a rod, which you can see in picture number 3. In addition to the damage that I did to my upper left leg, pelvis, and hip, I also broke my femur, or my tibia, and my fibula. So while I had broken every major bone in my left leg, they told me, "That's your good leg." That's because on my right leg, I crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia. Go I crushed them so severely they had to use screws and a plate and bone glue to put the top of the tibia back together. But I also severed the main artery below my right knee along with all the nerves. This required them to harvest an artery from my groin and use it in order to save my lower right leg. As a result of that, my right leg became quite swollen. And they had to use these halos on both legs in order to be able to allow the bones to set. So because of the swelling in my right leg, they had to do what's called a fasciotomy. The fasciotomy is where they have to actually cut the leg open and they use a sponge and tubes in order to pull the fluid out. My lower leg was in such bad shape, they actually had to do a double fasciotomy. This is a video from one of the times the doctor came in to see me. Every single day they would come in and they would take the sponges out, they would clean it, and they would put sponges in and put a new tube in. And then they would give me the pain medication because it hurt so intensely bad.
Just so we can end up thinking about getting you home, we got to stop some of the stuff that you're on here in the hospital. But we'll let you know before we do any of those things.
Right.
Okay?
Very good.
All righty. I'll be back to talk with you.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
I looked up your website. We'll talk about
all right.
Keep checking on.
So here's the progression as I was in the hospital. Initially, they were feeding me and breathing for me as I was on life support. The second picture is me sitting up for the very first time after the accident. In the third picture, I've transitioned over and they've taken most of the tubes out. And in the final picture, I'm in the acute care rehab and Jackie, who was in the accident with me, has come to visit. And this is the very first time that I was ever allowed to visit my house after the accident.
Accident.
My daughter Colin is helping to push me up the ramp some dear friends made for me that I'm so grateful for. As you can see, I was not able to use my right leg. Here's another picture. This is a little bit further along in my recovery, and you can see that I'm using a bicycle and using both arms and legs. Hallelujah. And so finally, I was able to go home. And here's a picture of myself and my family in 2017. This picture was taken approximately 4.5 months after the accident. The picture with the circle is a picture of my right arm where the seatbelt did not completely let go. And that's a picture of me wearing the cowboy hat and my very precious wife, Patricia, who prayed for me and was with me the entire time. And then down below that is a picture of myself with my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan. Many have asked me, what happened to your daughter Jackie, who was in the accident with you? Thankfully, I was able to press her against the seat and get between her and what would have caused her major damage. So she only had minor damage to her low back. God allowed me to save her life, and a year ago March, she got married. And I was able to walk her down the aisle. And then I was able to turn around and perform the officiating of her wedding. And this is a picture of me and my entire family at the wedding, celebrating the wedding and celebrating that I had the ability to be there. Hallelujah. And so it is my sincere privilege to be able to come to you tonight and to share with you a message of hope.
And
to share with you what God did in my life, but also to share with you how God wants to move in your life. The Word of God says that He wrote out the days of our lives before we drew our first breath. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, God has a plan. Now let me explain to you how intricate God's plan is for you. How many of you have ever heard of a social media platform called Facebook? So in 2011, Pastor Samuel and I became friends on Facebook. Now, I tell you, we had very little interaction with one another from 2011 until 2019. Now, he'll correct me if I've got this wrong, but in 2017, when I had my accident, I had been doing my radio program for a number of years, actually since about 2012. And one of the places where we broadcast my show was on Facebook. So my family wanted to make sure that my audience knew what had happened to me, and everyone wanted to know how I was doing. So they updated my Facebook page to let people know how I was doing, and people would send messages to me telling me they were praying for me. One of the things that my wife said that happened in the intensive care unit was that when I would gain consciousness, I would begin to do spiritual warfare to pray over my life. Because of a ministry that I was involved in, I had been taught some very powerful spiritual warfare prayer techniques back in 2002 through 2004.
Because I was involved in
So in 2017, I employed those as I was fighting against the spirit of death to break into life. Pastor Samuel was following my process and my progress starting from my accident forward. And he saw God's hand and God's anointing on my life. So he reached out to me in 2019 and asked me if I would share my testimony with the pastors that were associated with the ministry. And we began to have small meetings, and God began to do miracles in our meetings. And God used my testimony, the one that I just shared with you, to begin to touch and change lives. And we have remained faithful to this day to bring the message of the gospel and to encourage people in Punjab, India, that there is a God that loves them and that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that you might have a better life. And yes, it's okay to say that being a Christian means that you can have a better life. You see, whether we know it or not, before we are introduced to Jesus Christ, we are slaves to something called sin. We all enter into this life, and it says in the Word of God that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the struggles and the battles that we have are all related to this issue of sin. Because sin is a terrible slave master. It is the enemy of our soul. And it is the tool that the enemy uses to destroy our lives. It is an open door for the enemy to come in and cause chaos. And he uses sin as a means by which to drag us down. And to keep us in a place of separation from God. And But God, in his great love and his great mercy, sent his son, Jesus Christ, in order to defeat sin and death, the Word of God says that sin and death were defeated when Jesus Christ died and rose again. He broke the power of sin. And he provided for us the opportunity to be able to ask for forgiveness and receive it. Because when we sin, we actually sin against Father God. But through Jesus Christ, the price was paid for all of those sins. And in addition to that, he gives us something very precious. You see, there are three things that God has given us in order to reveal himself and draw us to him. And these three things are an expression of his love for us. First, he has revealed himself to us both in creation and in everything around us. In fact, in Psalms 139, which says that before we drew our first breath, he wrote out the days of our lives. The Word of God also says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and our soul knows very well. There has been studies that have shown that there is actually a hole inside of each and every one of us. It's described as the God hole, and God is the only one who can fill it. And so he has revealed himself to us and put into us this God hole. And then he has given to each one of us the breath of life. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Now I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, God gave you that breath.
Okay.
You see, in this time, God does not withhold breath from us, even though we may be in rebellion and we may be in sin. This is clearly a reflection of the love of our Heavenly Father. That He would allow breath and the breathing process to exist so that we might be able to live. Even though we are walking in rebellion. And then finally, the Word of God says that He's given unto each one of us what's called a measure of faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, I have a measure of faith. Now, I want to tell you that sometimes there are things that we face that seem impossible. My accident, for example, and my recovery might well have seemed impossible. But God tells us that with Him, the impossible is possible. Now, the gospel shares with us a message about a man who came to Jesus about his daughter who was ailing. And he got the attention of Jesus, and he said, Lord, I wish that my daughter might be healed. But I know that it may be not possible. And so Jesus said that with God, everything is possible. But then He said something very interesting. Jesus challenged the man and said, if you believe. Say this with me, if you believe. Say it with me again, if you believe. And the man responded in a way that we might not have expected. He said to Jesus, help me in my unbelief. Now, Jesus didn't say, oh, that's it, I'm not going to help you. He didn't say, well, you know what, you don't have any faith, so you just need to go away and come back when you do. No, instead, Jesus helped him, and immediately the man's daughter was healed.
ਭਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਣੀ ਨੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕੀਤੀ ਤੇ ਉਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਚੰਗੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ।
Tonight, some of you need a miracle in your life. Now, the first miracle that you're going to be offered is the miracle of a changed life through a relationship with Jesus Christ. But what comes with that is the faith for everything else to change. But as you sit there tonight, you may well be like this man that I've described. You may be saying, God, I want to believe that you can change me and change these things. But I need some help with my unbelief. So I want you to say this with me. Heavenly Father, help me in my unbelief. Angels of the Most High God, I ask you to use your weapons of warfare to destroy anything that is creating unbelief in me or around me. I ask for eyes to see and ears to hear. And I ask the Holy Spirit to stir up that measure of faith inside of me. And make the spirit and my mind and my soul fertile ground to receive the seed of truth. Now I need to ask, how many of you right now would like to receive Jesus Christ into your mind and into your heart? Hallelujah. Keep your hands extended, and I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say these words after Pastor Samuel. Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner. I that I have committed sins by commission and by omission. I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who came in the flesh. Being equal with you, Heavenly Father. But voluntarily coming and laying down his life for my sin. That by his shed blood and his death on the cross, the price for all of my sin has been paid. Past, present, and future. So, Father, I ask you, forgive me. I receive this precious gift. And I further make this declaration. Place your hands on your head now. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, I further declare. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh. And by the fire of Holy God, I burn up every evil spirit in me and around me. I also burn up and destroy every curse. Every spell, tie, and vow. Every mark, seal, and contract. And every assignment that has been sent against me by the evil one. Through any demons or any other spirits, including human. I declare they are now burned up and destroyed by holy fire from Father God Almighty. And I now ask the angel of the Most High God to take their remains and cast them into the abyss. I know that I have been filled by Jesus Christ. And I belong to him now. I ask, though, that the Holy Spirit would fill me up. That my spiritual eyes and ears would be opened. And that a filter would be placed upon my eyes and ears in order to understand fully the truth of the Word of God. I receive the promise made in Hebrews chapter 10. That the declaration I've made today means the Word of God. Has been written upon my mind and written upon my heart by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that everything I have just declared. Has been done in my life.
Pura ho gaya hai.
to the glory of my Heavenly Father. I receive healing in my spirit and in my body. For by his stripes I have been healed. And iniquity and afflictions are now gone. And now, Holy Spirit, fill me up. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah! Here it is, a shunder of a shatata. Here it is, a shunder of a shatata. Elebeshe, terebeshe, kurubu shunder of a shat, kurubu shunder of a shatata. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And now, Pastor, I want to just say a quick prayer to seal all of this right now.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I declare that your word is true and every man a liar. Today, you have appointed and you have anointed. And I declare that by the declarations of their mouths, every person who made these declarations is changed for eternity. They have now been set free from the bondage of sin. Sin and death have been conquered through Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. And they have declared the application of that to be sealed in their lives. And so I come into agreement with that. And I declare that they are a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. They are now children of the Most High God. I declare 1 Peter 2 over them right now.
ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯੇਸ਼ੂ ਜੀ ਪਹਿਲਾ ਪਤਰਸ 2 ਅਧਿਆਇ ਦੀ ਮੈਂ ਘੋਸ਼ਣਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ
You are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood and a holy nation. You are now His own special people. And you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness. And into His marvelous light. Though you once were not a people. Even before tonight. You are now the people of God. And you had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained the mercy of God. I want you to say this with me. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. And I am now a part of the people of God. And for this I give him praise. No, say it again. And for this I give him praise. Now say it with me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I declare this work done to the glory of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I see all of the lovely, beautiful faces and handsome faces.
ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਭੈਣਾਂ ਵਿਧਵਾਵਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਰਾਸ਼ਨ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਬਚਨਾ ਕਹੀਏ ਸਭ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਉਠਾ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਆਸਮਾਨ ਸਤਿਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਵੀ ਆ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਵੀ ਹਰ ਰੋਜ਼ ਉਸ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਤੇ ਦੋ ਚਾਰ ਘੰਟੇ ਵਿਜੀਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਰਿਸੀਵ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ
God bless you. Thank you so much. I love you all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, sir. Call him.
Praise the Lord. All right, folks, I'm going to cut away for a minute. I will be back with you tomorrow. And if you'd like to support us, here's how you can do that.
The wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community. And with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Gideon and Children's Generation Radio.
And show you how to have...
That has Hi, this, this wonderful opportunity borewell that... We have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Gideon and Children Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you. Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Gideon, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
That they will receive fresh, clean water.
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਫ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਣ ਔਰ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਹੋਣ
and that they will also receive the water of your Holy Spirit and your Son Jesus Christ
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਲੈਣ
let this community be blessed by this well
ਇਸ ਬੋਰ
Tonight, I want to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and show you how to have that same authority. Sometimes sin presents itself in our life and it creates a false illusion. Like a shiny object that we just can't get out of our head. But that's because our nature that we are born with is attracted to that shiny object. Turn to your neighbor and say, well, then how am I going to change my nature? Turn to your other neighbor and say, boy, I sure hope he has an answer. Well, I have an answer, and it's good news. How many of you would like to ask Jesus Christ to change the inside of your cup?
ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਪੂਰੇ ਤੌਰ ਨਾਲ ਬਦਲ ਦੇਵੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਲਾਈਏ ਦੋਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਲਾਉਣੇ
Then I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me and repeat the words that Pastor Samuel says. There we go. Hey, all right. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for watching and listening. If you'd like to support us, you can. ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Cash App, Pastor Greg, CGR. Pastor Greg, CGR. If you'd like to support us there or on Venmo, and that is at Pastor Greg, CGR. On Cash App, it's $ Pastor Greg, CGR, or at the website. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day.